It was only a few days ago when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized through a phone call to the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The apology came 3 years after Israel launched a brutal attack on an aid flotilla carrying humanitarian goods to the besieged Gaza Strip. The attack left 9 Turks dead.
This apology was not necessary. Nothing is going to change. It's too little, too late.
Israel is known for taking moves that comply with its interests. If Israel did not have benefits coming out of this apology, they would not have done it.
Marmara olayında tasvip etmiyorum.
The Turkish government that hailed the apology as a victory said Israel had been brought to the standards of international law.
Turkish basic demands have been met. We got what we wanted.
The apology, which was brokered by the U.S. President Barack Obama, has come under scrutiny, as immediately after the normalization of ties between the two sides, the Israeli Prime Minister posted on his Facebook that the reason behind the apology was due to the crumbling crisis in Syria and not sympathy for the dead Turkish citizens on board the Mavi Marmara.
The apology was fake, and it comes from Barack Obama. It is too late. They should have apologized 3 years ago when the situation happened.
Meanwhile, most people here believe the apology was a strategic move based more on Israeli interest than anything else. Back in 2010, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan called for 3 conditions in order for resumptions of relations with Tel Aviv. One of the conditions was for Israel to lift the siege on Gaza. However, it was not included in the normalization of ties.
Many Turkish residents are wondering how the Turkish government could accept an unsympathetic apology based admittedly on Israel's interest in the Syrian crisis. Analysts also wonder if Turkey may be headed for its own crisis as Israel's attempting to change the geopolitics of the region. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.